Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Perfectly Innocent. Hypnosis happens all the time, often without us even knowing. Drifting off, dreaming, or focused on a single task. So let's do a trance where you're practically awake, and yet your body is deeply hypnotized. Rather than a lot of hypnosis, you don't have to stare at anything or do anything too specific, other than perhaps participate with some particular sensations that may occur. On the outside, it'll be invisible. Whatever you're listening to, I'm sure it is perfectly innocent. And the hypnosis itself will be nothing but perhaps relaxing, helping your mind to calm down and to focus on something simple. You might even notice that it's very easy to do menial tasks in this state. At the same time, it can feel really nice to just enjoy. So no matter where you are, how you're positioned, or even how you're feeling, allow yourself to feel whatever you feel, to enjoy what you want to enjoy. Maybe my words will guide you into an incredibly deep trance without you even realizing. Or maybe you'll get to enjoy the slow fall as your mind enjoys the calm that follows from a deep trance. One very interesting thing about hypnosis and words is that the body tends to respond to certain keywords. Even unprompted words like yawn make a certain feeling rise into someone's body. Or, even simpler, blink. See, the eyes like this feeling of suddenness that comes with the word. And it's such a simple, nice, short word that sounds like it feels. Blink. And maybe your eyes just enjoy the feeling of naturally responding to it. Maybe even liking the reminder. Blink. A simple feeling of your body just responding to words. It doesn't mean you're fully hypnotized or that you're completely awake. It just means that whatever happens, happens. And you feel what you feel, you choose to enjoy what you choose to enjoy. Every blink, every breath, can just happen as it does. And it's nice to be reminded to take a deep breath sometimes. It's very easy for a body to be kind of short on relaxation. So a deep breath could be just what you need. Blink. Breathe. What's very fun is on the outside, you're just doing what you're doing. Nobody notices a blink or a breath. Sometimes it feels nice to take a slow, deep breath in and then let the rest of the thoughts out. of course, you're still awake. You're simply following along with something that helps your body to relax. It is both hypnosis and it isn't hypnosis. A trance that isn't trance. Blink, a feeling of calm. Now you might notice that as you continue to listen, that your thoughts become more relaxed. And as they do, it can start to feel comforting to simply let them wander wherever they go. And yet, it might appear to be even easier to follow along with the words, because they give you something to hold on to, almost like a gentle rhythm that seems to take a moment to blink and fade. Now the body is a very complex feeling. Emotions, sensations, temperature, time, pressure. There are so many ways in which your body experiences the world, even beyond the five common senses. Taste, touch, scent, sound, sight. And your eyes may be open, they may be looking at whatever they're looking at. You may be able to continue the task or chore that you started with, or you're simply enjoying the moment. And if possible, I'd like you to try something for me. Pick one of your hands and let the index finger touch the tip of your thumb. Just a small tap. And when the loop is closed, imagine as if it creates a wave of relaxation that travels through your arm and helps your body to relax. And all it takes is a little tap of those finger and thumb together, and it can feel really nice if you allow it or want it. It's all up to you. Hypnosis, in a very fascinating way, is basically all in the mind. And yet, everything we experience is also in the mind. We interpret the world, blink, breathe. The world happen as it does. Perhaps a little tap helps you to relax. And you can keep your eyes open if you want. You can be aware of what's happening. A sort of waking trance, or trancing wake. Fully aware of the relaxation, or unaware of the depth that is occurring. Maybe you're noticing little tingles here or there in your body. You might feel them more concentrated in certain areas, responding to the suggestions of trance and hypnosis, perhaps without you even knowing. It could also be something as simple as a shiver, a feeling that just seems to go down your spine for a moment and then dissipates, disappears. And let your finger and thumb tap together, creating that little loop, a wave, a blink, feeling of relaxation, and maybe breathe and let go. All of this is perfectly innocent, a simple state of trance that you are feeling how you are feeling it. And only you know, truly understand what you are feeling, and anything and everything that you're feeling or thinking. Your mind, blank, blissful or busy and distracted. It's all okay. The feeling of trance is as simple as a blink. And with your eyes open or closed, with your thoughts sort of drifting in and out of awareness, it's very difficult to be aware of unawareness. Most of the time when it happens, it's more that you're aware of a lack of awareness after the fact. Would you realize that you're drifting and dreaming for a moment? Could you notice when you're zoning out and just sort of drop in a state of blankness? But you can keep your eyes open or closed. You can be awake and aware and yet feel your body deeply in trance. A little tap between your finger and thumb. A wave of relaxing, calm feelings, a blink, and perhaps a drop mixed with a wake. All of these things together just become this wonderful rhythm of blissful blankness while you're awake and aware and your body relaxed. And maybe you're unaware of what you're feeling. I wonder how easy it would be for your body to drop into trance right now, or for your mind to stay awake. Would it be easy for you to feel the tingle spread in your body, focused on the parts of you that are most hypnotized? Is it like they're sort of dreaming on their own without your mind? As if those parts of your body are just hypnotized without even thinking about it? I wonder what would happen if you were to look at your hands that you were using to tap your finger and thumb together. And as you're looking at it, I say that word again, tap. I wonder if you'd notice the almost automatic twitch, or if it would feel that you're doing it on purpose. Would it feel different? Would you know if it feels different? Would you enjoy looking at it, or is it more fun to let it happen in the back of your mind? That little tap creating a nice wave of relaxation while you remain perfectly innocent on the outside. So let's see if we can help you in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. Could you imagine breathing in, and then as you breathe out, you just let your thoughts follow these words? Could you imagine getting into a sort of drifty, dreamy state where, while your body appears to be somewhat awake, the mind is actually entirely absent, as it just follows the instructions to breathe in and out? if you'd enjoy the feeling or the fascination of a little drop and wake and drop and wake and drop and wake. Almost like a rhythm going in and out of trance, it's as easy as breathing. What's really nice is that when trance happens, the body creates this state in which it can relax and feel comfortable in a lot of situations. It can help your mind and your body relax and let go, creating comfort and helping to heal. And even as on the outside you would still look perfectly innocent, on the inside you can feel a form of peace that is gentle, spreading, tingling, comforting. And like I said, certain words do have different effects, because a little shiver is always a fun little surprise. It does help you to slowly get back to awareness again, even as you blink. And maybe you are aware of how easily your eyes simply follow, or maybe you let it be. Follow the flow, just go with the moment, blink and drop and tap and create that loop that pulls you even deeper, and then wake. And at this point, your body is very likely in a state of awareness that could be considered both awake and trance. It's difficult to define a clear edge between the two states since they overlap so often. While you're dreaming, you can be lucid. While you're awake, you can be distracted. There's not a real boundary between wake and drop. No real difference between hypnosis and awareness. And maybe this mix of emotions, these feelings intertwining and drifting, mixing together, allow for an experience that becomes even more fascinating. And again, if you're listening to this, you might already be fully aware of how much fun hypnosis is or can be. Maybe you're very familiar with the different tingles that words can create, or the waves that can flow with a simple suggestion. Maybe you know how powerful a drop can be and yet remain perfectly innocent and awake. So go ahead and wake. You're still in trance after all. Or maybe you're aware of your unawareness. Did you zone out for a moment? Or do you think that you were lucid the whole way through? How could you know? The interesting thing is that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how deep you think you were or weren't in trance. All that matters is that you have fun, either way. As long as there's a slight smile on your lips and some relaxation in your mind and body, any goal is more than achieved. It's not about being perfect. It's about having fun, enjoying yourselves. A little drop, a deeper wake, a blink, and a tap. Now in a moment I'm going to count you back up. And the main reason for this count up is to help you separate that moment from the moment before, so that the feeling of awareness can be more specific. It helps with truly feeling awake again, even though reality is but a dream. We are all butterflies. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And thank you for listening. I hope it was a relaxing journey. Have fun.